tiny tips for moms and dads. Number 6, parents. Parents, we have to make time for time in. We need to support our children in expressing what they need from us. It's important to give each child, a sacred time. A sacred time with us. What do I mean about this sacred time in? We all hear about the punitive time out that we as child development educators and child advocates deem inappropriate. Let me say that again. Early childhood educators and child advocates do not approve of time out. In contrast to that, we believe in time in, referring to having an alone time, a special time, a mommy and a me or daddy and me time. It is this time that holds the opportunity for reconnection between parent and child. It is the time for taking walks, going to the park to play, having meals together, reading stories together, playing games together, answering questions that have been on their mind and your mind, being completely and utterly available and attentive to just them. It is about setting aside intentionally time and space for them. It is not getting on the phone or any other device that would distract you from being totally present. I always believe that when we are in the present with our children, we are also in the presence. I think that perhaps that we feel we are spending time with our children just by being in the same place or space at the same time. The reality is, just because we are with them, it does not mean that we are into them. I observed my niece with her children, and she has made it clear with her children that if they need to have a special day or special time with her, all they need to do is express their needs. Together, she and her child or children have learned to ask for what they need. In turn, she and the child pick a day, make a list of the to-do things, and seal it with a kiss. Snuggling is always a part of the day's agenda, with lots of hugs and lots of kisses. Now, of course, there has to be a plan. Not that it's written in stone, but start out by contemplating what you have the time and energy for before you even begin to enter this contract, because children are relentless. When you make a promise, be ready to keep it. I would strongly suggest the following steps to this adventure into the sacred time proposal. First, figure out what you have the time and energy to invest in. Secondly, pick the date and time. Third, make sure you have taken care of yourself first so that you are really up to the adventure. Four, with your child or children, plan out the activities and evaluate what is and is not feasible in your sacred time in. Don't overstretch yourself. Sometimes it's better to take on one or two things to do and spread it out over a day or perhaps 2 days. If you do too much, you run the risk of things falling apart. 5, stay attentive and sensitive to your child's energy as well. Sometimes they have big ideas, but because they are children, just like you, they get tired. Look for the signals, and if necessary, change plans that include postponing things, choosing other less strenuous activities, or just implement snuggle time, reading, watching a show together, playing a game together. That's really a good idea. Number 6, it is really okay to also admit that you are tired and you need to call your one time in to catch your breath and recharge. It works both ways. You have to start out the way you want to end up. 7, at the end of the sacred time in, set up a time when you can have a recap chat and talk about what you both liked and what you did not like, what you would like to do again and even differently. 8, remember to take pictures so you have memories for older children. They could have a journal to write their memories in with pictures. Trust me when I say these sacred time-in events will add so much to your relationship with your child. Each child wants to feel they are special to their mommy and daddy. Ashe, ashe.